Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
You guys are the best.
7 to 10 a.m.
You dangerous.
Hot Radio Maine.
Thank you. I love you.
Bye.
Love you too.
Maine's Hit Music Show.
We have A Boogie with the Hoodie and NLE Choppa tickets. They're going to be pulling up to the TD Garden. It's going to be a big show, a good show at the TD Garden. And we want you to go for free. It's going to go down June 20th. 207-807-1104 is the phone number. And today we want to know what?
At what age do you consider to be old?
Ooh.
I don't know if that's really flowing as a sentence.
At what age do you consider somebody to officially be old?
Yeah.
207-807-1104. Text us the age, call us with the age, and we'll put you in the running for the A Boogie tickets. 207-807-1104. When do you go, yeah, that guy, that gal, that person, they're old. At what age, Tara?
It's really not about a number for me. It's just based off of appearance, which is probably way worse.
It's a vibe.
It's probably way worse, but if they just look really old and confused, like, and almost and almost cause a 3-car pileup, I'm like, what are you doing, grandma? Like, that's what I consider old. I guess maybe, when do you really start to look like that? 75, perhaps?
75, you're going, all right.
75? I don't know, because I feel like some 70-year-olds look really good. Like, isn't Cher in her 70s?
Is she?
I swear she's like 72.
Isn't J-Lo in her 70s?
No, that's rude.
I thought, well, how old is she?
J-Lo's like, now I don't want to say.
I think she's like 60.
No, I think she just turned 50. Cher is 77 years old.
Alexa, how old is J-Lo?
Cher must be a witch. How is Cher 77 years old? She was born in 1946.
J-Lo's 54.
There's got to be some magic involved.
I don't know what you're saying, because I would consider Cher to be old. You don't consider her old?
This woman does not look like an old lady to me, personally.
It's a plastic surgery.
Yeah, I wonder what she's had done.
207-807-1104. I'm just going
to... This article, Cher admits she'd do anything to be 70 again.
65 is the age I'm going with.
65?
Yeah. 207.
You're old?
65. 207-807-1104. What's your pick? 207-807-1104. That's like the standard retirement age, right? 65. That's what I'm going with. Once you hit retirement.
I don't think 65 is that old. I feel like you have to have white hair and lots of wrinkles and saggy skin for me to consider you old.
I'm sure there's a couple 65-year-olds that have white hair and no hair at that point.
Oh yeah, good call. No hair as well.
If that's the case, I don't know if I'll ever be old, because last time I went to the barbershop, Frank said, you know, as long as I've been cutting your hair for 10 years, your hairline has not moved once. So no matter what's going on in your life, just know you've got that going for you.
What a compliment.
So thanks, Frank. I appreciate that. Jake from Portland, at what age do you consider somebody to officially be old?
I'm 31 right now, and I feel just about as old as a damn dinosaur.
What?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Physically and mentally.
No, we're not accepting that. 31 is young. You're good.
Nah, man, I'm telling you. Have 3 kids and you'll see.
Ah, see, it's like Tara said, it's more about a vibe, and the kids definitely age you, I'm sure. And 3 exactly. Of them will do a number on you.
Oh, yeah, I find gray hairs all the time, bro.
Can you get away from the kids and go to a concert?
Absolutely, I can.
All right, let's make this happen. We're going to hook you up with A Boogie tickets. Congratulations, Jake.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Ticket giveaway is made hot in Maine by The Garage at the Sanford Traffic Circle. Stop in and save 20% at Maine's dopest recreational dispensary, fueled by Green Truck. Next chance to win your A Boogie tickets, 6 p.m. with B-All. This hour, we're going to play Brains for Bank, and there's $600 in the prize pot. This kind of made me feel good, Tara. Shout out to Savannah on the text. She said 59 to 60 she considers old, and she's 17. I thought somebody 17 was definitely going to say 40 years old is old.
Yeah, you would think.
So I feel good about that. If you didn't
remember being a teenager and being like, oh, by the time I'm 30, I'm going to be so old.
Well, yeah, I remember being
going to have like 5 kids and be on to my third house. And like, I had all these hopes and dreams, and then I grew up.
Well, I remember being a kid and going to like my aunt's 40th birthday parties and being like, damn, they're over the hill. That's crazy.
Wait, is that what's considered over the hill?
40 is considered over the hill.
Oh, I always get it confused with 60.
Longer lifespans now. I think we can push it back a few years.
We've totally had that debate too, because I firmly believed it was 60, but
you
it's actually...
You said 50.
I did.
It was 40 versus 50 was the debate for over the hill.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't even remember, but I was very passionate about it at the time.
60 is definitely not the right answer. because Over the Hill is like Half-Life. I don't know if we're considering people living to 120 as the norm, but 40 was 80, 50 would be 100. Anyways, I'm just glad Savannah, who's 17, didn't say 40 years old is old. Because when I was 17, 40 years old was old.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
Gorham police on Monday afternoon reported that a 15-year-old who had been missing since Saturday was found safe.
Good.
So some positive news there. Police say they seized more than 1,900 live marijuana plants from a home in Freedom Monday morning. In early May, Maine's DA said more than 40 large-scale illegal marijuana grow operations in Maine had been shut down in recent months. She said at the time it was believed there was approximately 100 illegal marijuana growing operations actively in operation in Maine.
What is going on?
I know we had another one. What was it, in Harmony the day before that we talked about yesterday?
Look at these names. It's kind of ironic. There's
Freedom.
Nothing harmonious about that. Freedom? Yeah, right.
Not anymore.
Can't have illegal grows.
I think they just, I don't know if there was any arrests in this, but they did confiscate all of the marijuana plants. All the police in Maine are just going to be driving around stoned out of their minds with all of this contraband that they're collecting. Like, what do they do with it? I want to know.
I feel like they do burn it, but they must have to burn it in like an enclosed space so that no one gets a contact high.
Right? Can you get high if you burn a bunch of plants?
I feel like you could.
From the fumes, right? What do they, dark web, what do they do with the seized marijuana plants?
I just Googled, do police destroy drugs? They use facilities including hospital incinerators, foundries, and crematories. I was right.
Oh, so like where are they?
An enclosed space.
So if you get cremated, you're getting cremated with all the drugs? Memorial Day weekend is approaching, and more Americans are expected to travel by car than ever before.
They say that every year. They say it every single
Well, that's the only time
weekend.
We talk about AAA. This is their scheme.
They're like, this year is going to be... Have they ever had a year where they say travel's down? Maybe freshly 2020.
Yeah, during the pandemic. So according to AAA, and the only time we talk about AAA is when we're talking about travel and cars on the road. According to AAA, the amount of people taking a car trip on Memorial Day weekend could break the record of 44 million, and that was set in 2005. So it's been a while. This record hasn't been broken yet. And I guess they consider a car trip anywhere over 50 miles. So you have to get in the car and drive more than 50 miles. The Celtics won their second straight game in Cleveland last night to take a 3-1 series lead in the conference semifinals. LeBron James sat courtside because his team is out. So he sat there and watched Tatum drop 33 points. Game 5 is Wednesday back in Boston, and the Bruins are facing elimination tonight in Florida in Game 5 of their series, so that's a playoff picture for you. Chuck E. Cheese has fired Munch's make-believe animatronic band.
Wow.
They are out of here. The restaurant's going to remove the band from all 400 locations by the end of 2024. Two versions of the band will be preserved at locations in New York and LA. A giant television, more seating, and a digital dance floor are going to replace the bandstand.
That is so disrespectful.
Five Nights at Freddy's did not influence the decision to remove the band, according to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to watch that movie.
I know. This reminded me of, oh, yeah, I wanted to watch that movie. Exactly.
I can totally see how kids would see that movie and then never want to go to Chuck E. Cheese again. So I feel like it definitely influenced it.
Also, I don't know when the last time you saw a picture of the animatronic band was from Chuck E. Cheese. But if you want to Google it, yeah, they've seen better days. They are definitely creepy. If they weren't going to give them a facelift, you got to call Cher's guy. If they weren't going to give them a facelift, they had to get rid of them. It's just they're past their time. So I don't even know where the nearest Chuck E. Cheese is. There's going to be one in Mass.
It used to be the building that I can't remember if it was Ulta or if it was like the
Big and Tall now. It's a Big and Tall store, right?
No, it used to be Pier 1. And now I want to say it's Carter's for children, the clothing store. It was attached. It was either that entire building, but I don't think it was. I think it was the right side of the building and the left side was an Italian restaurant my family used to go to all the time.
Oh, so it was in the building that had two spots, not the one that used to be like Jimmy the Greeks and then...
No, I don't remember what that was before Jimmy the Greeks. But yeah,
now it's like a Big and Tall store.
We had a Chuck E. Cheese. I used to go all the time.
Well, now you got the, what is it in the mall? Round One?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have an animatronic band though.
I wish they did. Maybe they'll get something Five Nights at Freddy inspired.
I wish we had one nearby and then like, what are they doing with these pieces? They're going in the incinerator with the drugs from the police, or are they going to sell them off? Because that'd be cool to have.
They'll probably go to auction.
That'd be cool to have one of the band members put that in our lobby.
It would turn on in the middle of the night.
That is Five Things You Need to Know, made How to Maine by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Kendrick Lamar's diss track, Not Like Us, debuted at number one on this week's Billboard Hot 100 chart.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They
you can
not
tell
like us. They not like
who
us.
Won the battle when you DJ high school proms and all they want to hear is Drake. And then last weekend, they came up and said, can you play Not Like Us, the Kendrick Lamar diss song?
Yeah, that one, seeing that one every day on my TikTok timeline.
That one hurt for me.
It's still jarring when it says pedophile, then it says minor.
Yeah, it's tough.
And people are just dancing, bebopping around. I'm like, these allegations still kind of freak me out, so.
Kendrick's Euphoria was number 3 on the Hot 100.
I talked about this before, but I didn't go into detail, but I was doing my laundry and I had to put my Drake shirt at the bottom of the pile because it's literally a concert tee that says, I like what Drake likes. And if these allegations are out there, I can't be wearing that shirt in public until his name is cleared.
Yeah.
I mean, because that would make me look like the biggest creep walking around wearing a shirt that says I like what Drake likes and he's being accused of being a pedophile. Yeah. I had to put it at the bottom of the pile.
And you wear that and you DJ a prom and play Not Like Us.
Stop.
Immediately canceled. Immediately. Kendrick's Euphoria was number 3 on the Hot 100. Drake's Family Matters landed at number 7. Like That was in the top 10 as well. Pretty crazy. They dethroned Taylor Swift, who was sitting at number 1. Somebody said, Kendrick's dominating. I said, without Drake, Kendrick wouldn't even have a top 10 song.
Oh!
I'm not even meaning that as like a crazy comeback. It's just true. Like, he wouldn't have 3 songs in the top 10. They're all about Drake. Speaking of the Not Like Us track, which was produced by DJ Mustard, DJ Mustard's girlfriend, Brittany Stroud, announced her pregnancy on Mother's Day. Stroud posted on Instagram, over the moon to be celebrating my first Mother's Day, 2 months or less until I'm pushing and meeting my sweet baby. And another Instagram story, not to be technical because I'm not a mother and I can't really speak on this topic, so I'm putting that as a disclaimer before I speak on this topic. Do you consider that your first Mother's Day?
I was literally daydreaming about this, driving around, because we all know that I wish that I was a mother. But so I was thinking to myself, if I was pregnant right now, I would 100% expect flowers and gifts.
But that's different.
I would expect to be celebrated. The baby hasn't come out yet. But like, if I was carrying a child in my body and it happened to be Mother's Day, like, I'm expecting flowers and gifts.
For sure. But would you count that as your first Mother's Day?
You
just expect to be celebrated on that day. But is that technically your first Mother's Day?
Technically, no. But right. You still should celebrate.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. But your first Mother's Day is when you have your child.
The baby is there.
Right. Anyways, in another Instagram story, Stroud shared a text exchange with DJ Mustard. She wrote, thank you for making me a mom. I love you. And then he replied, thank you for letting me make you a mom. I love you more. Basically, they're saying, thanks for having sex. Thanks for letting me have sex with you. Congratulations on the sex. You're having
a
baby.
Get a room.
Jeez. You know what they're having?
What?
A little mustard packet. See what I did there? DJ Mustard, that little packet?
Yep.
It's a baby. That's not my baby. That's ketchup.
Stupid.
Tom Brady paid tribute to ex Gisele Bündchen on Mother's Day on Instagram. The post comes after jokes about their marriage were made in his Netflix roast. He and Gisele Bündchen share 2 kids, daughter Vivian, 11, and son Benjamin, 14. Brady also paid tribute to his own mom and his ex, Bridget Moynihan, with whom he shares his oldest child, Jack. He captioned the post, happy Mother's Day to these kind, caring, compassionate, and powerful moms that I'm lucky to have in my life. None of this would be possible without you, heart, heart, heart. And it was interesting.
Man had, what, 10 photos, and the last one was Gisele.
She just barely made the cut.
That's pretty rude. I don't think they're getting along right now.
He's like, fine, I'll put her in there.
And the comments are flooded with people taking note of the fact that she's on the last slide. And they're like, wow, man, you're better than me. I wouldn't have even included her. Like, okay.
Sounds like somebody who follows Tom Brady on Instagram.
Would you be able to relate to this because you were also married to a supermodel?
And had a baby with Bridget Moynihan?
Not sure if this one's really relatable. Wow, man, you're better than me. Like, yeah, he is. No offense. You know, I have a love-hate relationship with social media lately. I'm really terrified of it, but every once in a while you read the comments and you're like, I can't believe these people exist. Sometimes they're not real, okay? Sometimes they are bots or troll accounts and they're not real. It's to get everybody fired up. But sometimes they are real. And you go to their page and they're real functioning people with families and jobs and livelihoods. And I'm like, I can't believe you're just spewing hate out here with your name attached to it.
It is crazy.
It's crazy.
If you want to kill, like, if you're like, oh, what am I going to do for the next 20 minutes, 15 minutes? Or like maybe you know, have to go to the bathroom and sit there for a little bit and you want some good reading material, go to our Facebook page, Hot Radio Maine, and look at the topic yesterday. Should you allow a kid to order a, is it okay if you allow a kid to order a mocktail? And then read all of the comments, because
read all about it.
I spent a good 10, 15 minutes reading all of the comments yesterday.
I think my favorite comment on that post was, what kind of stupid question is this? And then I clicked on their page and it had a Bible verse in their bio.
It's like Psalms 2:17, Corinthians.
Oh my gosh. It's a pretty freaky place out there.
It's always the people with Bible verses in their bios that spew the most hate. Isn't that ironic?
It's just, like I said, it's scary, but it's entertaining.
Go get lost in that comment section about kids and mocktails. It's great. Last week's intrusions on Drake's Toronto mansion got the local media wondering about his security. The CBC reported that Drake has his own security firm. After many years of trespassers, Drake started his own private security company back in 2019. The name is Jungle Lion Security. The company is officially registered. The only name listed is Nacelle Beezer. You know him better as Drake's security chief, Chubbs. There's been a few lyrics thrown back and forth with his name in it. Last week, one of Drake's security members was shot in front of the mansion, and there was several attempted intrusions, would you say? Intruders that they caught in the next few days.
People being weird.
I saw one post from Drake where he was pleading with the local news to work on their flight patterns with the helicopters above his house because he was trying to take a nap. He's like, hey, can we do the helicopter flights over my house after 3 p.m.? Because the news is obviously flying above his house
for
video footage for their stories. He's like, I'm fine with it. Just can we do it after 3? I'm trying to sleep right now. This is kind of wild. Michael Bublé and Snoop Dogg are going to be joining the cast of The Voice as coaches this fall.
Ooh.
So NBC announced this yesterday. Reba is back for season 26 along with Gwen Stefani. Bublé and Snoop are going to replace Chance the Rapper and John Legend. The Voice season 26 premieres this fall on NBC.
That's going to be fun.
I guess when I think of singing in The Voice, I don't necessarily think of Snoop Dogg.
I know, but maybe that'll introduce different kind of auditions, you know? Because it's always been so singing based, but focused. But what if they start rapping?
Well, Chance the Rapper was on there last season, but he kind of has like a more melodic tone, I think, in times.
Yeah.
Well, Snoop Dogg knows what it takes to make a hit hook. So maybe he'll just snag somebody and put them on his songs.
Ooh.
He is definitely a personality, so he's going to bring something to the show for sure.
It's going to be good.
A few weeks ago, Childish Gambino teased he would re-release his finished version of 3:15:20. He dropped the album Ata Vista on Sunday night, and the album includes a new song, Little Foot, Big Foot. The video features Quinta Brunson from, what is the elementary? Abbott Elementary. You can check out the video. It's up on the website, hotradiomaine.com. And the project Ata Vista is just a more polished version of 3:15:20. On top of that, Childish Gambino announced a world tour. So August 23rd, he's going to pull up to the TD Garden in Boston. And on support for that show is going to be Willow.
Ooh.
So you got Childish Gambino and Willow. Mark that on your calendars, August 23rd, if you're interested in seeing them.
One of my favorite memories is when I was in college, my bestie Amanda, her parents moved to Maryland. And so when college semester ended, we went down to Maryland to start the summer and the Preakness was happening.
Yep.
And her dad had gotten tickets at his new job. And so we were in the grandstands watching the horse race and we heard all this commotion on the other side. We were like, well, what's over there? So we walked over there and all of a sudden I walked into a Childish Gambino concert. And I was like, what the heck is this? And apparently every year they do one side is like, you can go, you can bet on the horses, you can wear a fancy hat, you can get real into it. And then on the other side, it's just a field with a stage and vendors and it's a party.
So the
following years, we were like, we're going to that one.
Yeah.
So we started asking her dad for tickets every year. And then we'd be like, all right, we'll be right back. And we'd go over to the fun side. But I'll never forget. I'm like, Childish Gambino, what are you doing here? It was quite the scene. And we were in these like fancy gowns and hats.
Was everybody in the fancy gowns and hats?
No, because we were on the other side and we got curious. So we were like, Dad, can you take us over there? And so he brought us over there because he had like a special badge or whatever to get in to be able to go back and forth. And then we got over there and we were completely overdressed and it was a completely different event happening at the same time.
Well, he's on my bucket list to see. I've heard he puts on a pretty good show. So
oh, he was into it.
Yeah, he gets into it for sure. So might catch me there. August 23rd, putting it on my calendar, TD Garden. And I'm sure as we get closer, we'll have some tickets that we can dish out as well. That is your Dirty on a 30 Made Hot and Main by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each, Minot Ave in Auburn.
Hot mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Yeah,
every morning.
We are going to play Brains for Bank this hour. We have $600 in the prize pot, but as we get ready for that, we want to know what.
What's your favorite insult?
What is your favorite insult, Tara?
When I'm really, really mad at someone, this word, I feel like it just cuts deep. The older you get, the worse it feels to hear someone call you this. So when I'm really upset with someone, I'll say, you're a loser.
I knew you were going to say loser.
Because the older you get, the more you're like, damn, am I a loser? Like, have I accomplished anything?
I just want to be a winner.
Did I hit rock bottom? I may be a loser.
Everyone wants to be a winner.
I feel like the closer, because I'm almost 30, and I feel like the closer you get to 30, depending on how accomplished you feel, you're like, yeah, I am a loser. So that one, I know.
That's your favorite?
I know it's going to hit home if I'm really mad. Or if someone's saying something that's giving me the ick and I'm like, oh my God, I'll be like, oh, you sound like such a loser right now.
I didn't say you were a loser. I said you sound like a loser.
It's like you're kind of being a loser.
207-807-1104. Being pretty negative today, but sometimes you got to get out of your system. Get out of your system before the weekend. Question is,
what's your favorite insult?
Shoot us a text, give us a call, and coming up, we're going to play Brains for Bank for $600. My favorite insult is one that I don't use. I wouldn't say I don't use it enough because that'd be rude if I was looking to use it all the time, but I don't know. I just think it's funny. It's cuck.
I'm not sure if I will ever actually understand the use of that word. So what is the context that you're using it in?
You just use it as like if that person's like a doormat, if they're like
a simp.
A simp. A beta. You know what I mean?
A beta. Watching too much Andrew Tate. A beta.
Anyways, I don't really use it, but every time I hear somebody use it, I giggle.
It
just like you did when I said cuck.
It startles me when I hear it because it sounds like two other common swears and I'm like,
Yeah, I don't even know if we're supposed to say that one.
I don't know if you can say that.
Can we? I don't know. That's like a newer one. They got to update the standards and practices for the FCC on that one. Anyways, that's my favorite. Makes me laugh. Brandon and Lyman, what is your favorite insult?
Well, if they give you the finger, you could be like, well, if it wasn't for that finger, you'd still be a virgin.
Ew.
When's the last time somebody gave you the finger?
Oh, my wife does every day.
What's the context here?
Pretty much that's how we are. It's like, oh, I love you. Yeah, f*** you. Oh, sorry.
Joshua Sally from Mechanic Falls, Maine. What is your favorite insult?
First of all, Tara, don't feel like a loser because you're not.
Thanks.
Second of all, the biggest insult I ever hear, and I use it a lot too, is don't be a meatball or you're a meatball.
I like that one.
I like that.
Me and my brother use it a lot. Dude, you're a freaking meatball.
Brittany in Lebanon, what is your favorite insult?
I mean, I'm going to agree and say I don't like to be called a loser. I mean, at this point of your age, you are thinking like, okay, maybe in reality, like, I didn't get to do that. So I am a loser. And when you're young, it's like, it's not the most hurtful word. It's like, loser, okay. But really, when you grow up, it like hits hard.
That's why when you use it, you're like, I know this one's about to hit.
Yeah. Like, I mean, and I think it's more or less like females too, because we're like emotional. Like if somebody looks at me and was like, you're a loser right now at 34 years old, I'd be like, wow, let me like reconsider my whole life. I'm on the opposite spectrum and like I'm hateful. Like, turn me the wrong way. I mean, can you bleep me out?
Yeah, go for
it. Nice. Okay. I just think that things, you look like a bag of smashed.
Oh my God.
I didn't get it. What did she say?
You look like a bag of smashed.
It's like so graphic.
Oh, I thought she said apple. She said
yeah.
Here's a few more we got on the text, Tara. Troglodyte. What is a troglodyte?
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Google that. Troglodyte.
Oh, it's like calling someone a caveman, a hermit, a person who lived in a cave.
I like this one. Trust fund baby.
Ooh.
They said, I'm grateful my dad worked hard enough to make sure I would never have to depend on a man or work until I die.
You know which one I tend to say a lot? Neanderthal.
Probably like troglodyte.
Yeah, same family.
RJ from Casco said, my new favorite that my kid created is calling somebody a dirty traffic cone.
What?
Kind of like that one.
I mean, they do get so dirty.
Yeah. As soon as it gets run over and it's just like in that crater, there was a dirty traffic cone on the way into work today. It's just an image, you know? RJ's got a creative kid. I like that one.
Ooh, you know what I just thought of? Sometimes when Tucker says stuff, like he'll be like, oh, that smells disgusting. I'll be like, you would know. I say you would know to a lot of things
you would know.
And I feel like that's also similar to what Kylie posted on our Facebook, a tweet from Ryan Reynolds that said, up your butt and around the corner might have been the illest comeback of the 90s.
Nobody has said your mama yet.
No, Jennifer did.
Oh, Jennifer Facebook. On Facebook? I knew we were going to get a your mama. We got to play Brands for Bank right now, Tara.
Let's do it.
Call number 10. You got a shot at $600, 207-807-1104. Hit us up right now. Samson from SoPo. What is your favorite insult?
Dinlo, for sure.
Dinlo?
Dinlo, yeah. It's a term, I guess. It means fool. An insult for a fool.
Dinlo.
Is it a different language?
D-I-N-L-O. Or you can also say Dinny Dinlo.
It is a...
It's British?
English?
Yeah, Southern England is its origin. A fool, Dinlo. Plural, Dinlos.
How sophisticated.
Yes, you should use it.
Honestly, I might.
Remember when...
Don't be a Dinlo.
Remember people would be like, I bite my thumb at you. Do you remember that?
I bite my thumb at you.
Shakespearean.
Yeah, that was like a Shakespeare one, right?
I know, that is kind of like an insult there when you put your fingernail on your tooth and flick it out.
Yeah, I bite my thumb at you. Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet. I knew it from somewhere. All right, Samson, you trying to win some money?
I'm trying to.
All right, we got $600 in the prize pot. I'm going to give you one question. You're our caller number 10. If you answer correctly within 5 seconds, $600 is going to be yours. If you answer incorrectly or after the buzzer goes off, then the money is going to roll over and it's going to be worth $700 at 5 p.m. would be all. Are you ready for your question?
I'm ready.
What year did the American Civil War begin?
Uh, 1872
wasn't in time, but we'll see just for fun if it was correct.
No, wrong!
You were close. You were 11 years off. 1861.
Oh, my. That stinks.
Who's coaching you in the background?
Who's that in the back?
My wife and my daughter, we're in the hospital right now. My wife had a kidney transplant.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no rules against teaming up and getting help from the background. So keep trying.
I'm gonna.
$700 now. So the good news is you can try again at 5 and you could win even more money. So we're rooting for you. Try back at 5, all right?
That was my plan. I just wanted to get it wrong so I could get an extra 100 later.
Oh, okay.
And we do have a consolation prize for you, Samson.
Oh, yeah?
Just for playing, you're going to get hooked up with 4 tickets to the circus.
The circus? That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Heck yeah.
Circus is going down Friday, 7 p.m. at the Lewiston Colisee. And your next chance to play Brands for Bank, 5 p.m. would be all. $700 in the prize pot. Brands for Bank is made hot in Maine by People's Choice Credit Union. Use your brains, do your banking with People's Choice. You'll get personal local support and get on track for a better financial future. People'sChoiceCreditUnion.com, federally insured by NCUA.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
All right, I'm looking at this article from Best Life Online. Therapists have shared 10 social media habits that should be considered cheating. So I'm going to throw them at you and you tell me, cheating or nah?
Okay.
Messaging an ex.
Not appropriate. It depends on the context, though. Like, if they're like, I need my furniture set back now. I don't think that's cheating. But if they're like, hey.
If they're doing it and not telling you that they're doing it.
I wouldn't like it.
Deleting conversations that you don't want your partner to see.
Cheating.
Publicly commenting on someone else's appearance.
Embarrassing. Cheating.
Following Instagram models.
embarrassing.
But not necessarily cheating.
No.
No. Yeah, I agree with that. I think following okay, liking
booty pics.
When there's like tens of thousands of likes on these, why do you need to like that picture? I don't understand why. I'll scroll through and I'll see it shows you your friends who have liked the picture. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? Why?
I used to be made out to be so crazy by a guy I dated because he would like every picture of any girl in his feed. He would heart it. And I would say, I don't know why you're doing this. It makes me kind of uncomfortable. And he'd be like, oh my God, it's literally just a picture. I like every picture on Instagram. That's the point of the app. You're crazy. And guess what he did?
He cheated on me. Yeah. That's called gaslighting, I believe.
That's called gaslighting before I knew what gaslighting was.
Keeping secret social media accounts. So I guess not telling
that's
somebody.
That's weird.
Yeah, cheating. That's weird. Cheating. Sexting or flirty messages.
Duh, cheating.
Liking someone else's photos, just liking it.
Meh.
Sharing too much about your relationship on social media.
How is that cheating?
I don't know. So that's a no.
I don't like that I like have to say cheating or not cheating because some of these I don't consider cheating, but I consider them fuel for an argument.
They're all fuel for an argument.
They're all things that I probably wouldn't want my significant other doing.
Well, if we were doing, are these things fuel for an argument? Every answer would be yes. Sharing intimate photos or videos. Yes. Using or even downloading a dating app.
You should not be on one if you're in a relationship.
So those are 10.
And get this, that same guy that I dated, my friends would always send me him on dating apps. And his excuse was that he was trying to find my old profile because I deleted the app, but I didn't deactivate my account. And he was like, I'm just trying to find your account. That's why I'm on there so we can finally match. He legitimately told me that.
Man, that guy got to write a book on gaslighting. He's great.
He had me fooled. I was like, oh, okay. And I like told my friends that and they're like, you're an idiot. You know that, right? I'm like, no. It's just because like we never could find each other on Tinder before we started dating. So now he's just trying to find my account.
But did you have an account?
No. Yes. But I deleted the app.
So does your account stay up?
I think so. I don't really know the rules.
Well, he told you the wrong rules.
He told me what was up. I bought it and red flag, red flag, red flag. And yeah, that guy cheated on me. So are we surprised?
All of these are red flags.
No, babe, I swear. I'm just trying to find your profile. That's the only reason why I'm on there. And he had pictures. It gets even worse for me. Talk about low self-esteem back then. He had pictures of me and him. And you know he was matching with other girls.
He had pictures?
His profile had pictures of me and him. Him and I. Like couples photos.
Wow.
That he thought he looked really good in. How humiliating.
When you were...
And my best friends would be like, he's on these apps. He was active 20 minutes ago. I'm like, oh yeah, he's just trying to find my old profile and match it. I was going through a tough time, all right? I wasn't the best version of myself back then. And I'm in a way better spot now.
Did you think that he was the one?
It was 50-50. Sometimes I woke up and I was like, oh my God, we're going to get married together forever. And then the next day I wake up and say, this guy is literally ruining my life.
Yeah.
It was back and forth, up and down.
Seems like you chose the right direction.
My friends are thrilled.
That you've chosen what you've chosen.
I've moved on to a different path in life. Because it was a tough one for a while. My friends like would literally have their head in their hands like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I was young and in love.
Well, I'm sure there's...
And being gaslit.
This can give people hope out there because I'm sure there's somebody in the friend group, somebody that's listening that's having a similar situation and like, when is this girl going to realize? Eventually it'll happen.
Yeah.
Eventually it'll happen.
It just takes sometimes years.